Chapter 7 Shiny Combs. That night in her castle, the wicked queen looked into her mirror and she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the prettiest of them all?" The mirror answered, "You, my queen, are pretty, it's true, but Snow White in the dwarf's house is prettier than you." The wicked queen was very, very angry. This time, the wicked queen put on an old blue dress. She put an old shawl over her head and she put some shiny combs in a basket. One of the combs had poison on it. Then the wicked queen went to the dwarf's house with her basket.
"Come and buy some combs. They are very shiny," she cried.
Snow White looked out of the window.
"I mustn't open the door," cried Snow White.
But Snow White loved combs. They were so shiny. "She's just an old woman," Snow White thought. "I am sure she won't hurt me." So Snow White opened the door. The wicked queen ran into the dwarf's house and took the shiny comb with poison on it from her basket. She put the comb in Snow White's hair, and poor Snow White fell to the floor.
"Now she's really dead," cried the wicked queen. "I'm the prettiest of them all."
And she ran back to the castle. When the seven dwarfs came home, they found Snow White on the floor.
"Is she dead?" cried the first dwarf.
"That comb has got poison on it," cried the second dwarf.
He pulled the comb from Snow White's hair, and Snow White woke up.
"The wicked queen did this," said the first dwarf. "Tomorrow you must not open the door."